846, 97.9 The Hill, and it is Thursday. That means it's time for This is Tourism, a weekly presentation of the local impact of tourism in our community, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. Jennifer Peterson is here with it this morning from the North Carolina Botanical Gardens. She is a communications manager there, guided by the mission to inspire understanding, appreciation, and conservation of plants, and to advance a sustainable relationship between people and nature. That is an awfully ambitious mission statement. How are you this morning?
I am great. Thank you, Ron, for having me on. Yeah. And I also want to thank the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau for this opportunity.
Yeah, it's always good to talk about all the things that happen in our community that bring people here to visit with us. And right now you have some special sculptures up for the annual Sculpture in the Garden. Tell us what that's all about.
This is our 30th annual Sculpture in the Garden exhibit. It's up through December 9th. I would encourage everyone to come out several times to see the exhibit. It's really a display within a display. We have the sculptures up, but our garden is a display in itself. And this is a time of great change in the garden with the different fall blooming flowers and just the landscape, the colors change almost weekly. It's quite amazing to see the sculptures in different situations.
I love the fall and all that goes with it. Are there any particular favorites among those sculptures that you have there?
Well, this is my fifth sculpture in the garden, and I know that my favorites will change throughout the season, depending on the landscape. Some are always my favorites. I always love Jeff Hackney, Mike Roig, Forrest Greenslade. They're always phenomenal. This year, some other favorites include T.J. Christensen has an owl and some life-size gorillas.
Cool.
There's a giant hand done by Joe Coates to greet you when you arrive at the garden. There's this delightful aluminum tree with a beautiful blue little bird by Scott Harris. And then there's a series of butterflies by Holly Fleece that is whimsical and very well placed.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what can, in addition to these sculptures, what can visitors see? What can they expect to see during this changing of seasons? You talked about fall and all that goes along with it.
Absolutely. Fall is one of the best times to come out to the garden. Currently, the coastal plain habitat is just a riot of yellow. I walk through there several times a week, and every time I go, wow, this is amazing.
It's a veritable riot of yellow.
It is, and it's amazing to think about. These are native plants to North Carolina, and North Carolina is just so stunningly beautiful. In addition, there's asters. There's different varieties of asters, and they will bloom right through December usually, depending on the weather. Mm-hmm. And then our carnivorous plant bed is always amazing. Right now we have nodding ladies' tresses blooming in there. They're not carnivorous, but they're in the habitat where carnivorous plants are found. And there's always the delight of watching the bugs get really close to getting eaten. And then soon the grass of Parnassus will be blooming. That's my favorite flower. And that's also in the coastal plain. If you want to know more about what's blooming currently throughout the year, you can follow us on social media. We post photos several times a week about what is really cool to see in the garden.
Now, North Carolina Botanical Garden is really a cool place, and I understand that it's part of the Chancellor's long-range capital plan. What future expansions are you hoping for there?
Absolutely. We have some very exciting plans at the garden. First of all, we're hoping to improve some current facilities, including Forest Theater. Forest Theater turns 100 next year, and we're excited to pursue fixing that up a little bit. We also are hoping to build up endowments for campus treasures such as Coker Arboretum, Mason Farm Biological Reserve, and Battle Park. And we also have just finished creating a comprehensive site plan, which is a plan to quadruple the size of our display gardens. We would do this by moving deer fence beyond Meeting of the Waters Creek, which flows behind where the deer fence is currently. And then we would be able to use that creek as an opportunity to tell the story of North Carolina's native plants in that sort of habitat and conservation in a deeper way. And we're also planning to take our story to another level by installing a canopy walk so you can see what the plants are like up in the treetops.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Now, it strikes me that, you know, we have so many people who are new to our community, so many people moving in and out all the time, and they may not know exactly where the North Carolina Botanical Garden is. Tell folks how to get there.
Absolutely. We are at the corner of Old Mason Farm Road and Fordham Boulevard. It's the traffic light by St. Thomas More. Mm-hmm.
So you can probably go to the, just Google it or whatever. You can find it. It's very easy to find. It's in a great location. And how about the cost? How much does it cost to go? Where do you park? And anything else you might need to tell them at the last minute here?
Sure. It is free to visit the garden. We are your North Carolina Botanical Garden, so we are free to the public. We also have free parking, so it's a easy place to visit. And then must-sees that I would recommend for anyone include the carnivorous plant bed. You can walk through the mountains, Piedmont, Sandhills, Coast Plain in a short loop, so you can see all of North Carolina in a short loop at the garden. Mm-hmm. There's a giant chess set. There's a wonderful children's wonder garden where children can spend hours playing. And then there are just beautiful displays throughout. We also have a couple events. Do I have time to talk
about sure.
That? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
This Sunday, we have our Sculpture in the Garden Community Day. That's a free event. It is from 2 to 4 on Sunday, and that's an opportunity for the public to come and vote for their favorite sculpture, and the winner of that will be announced at the end of that day. And then on October 26th, we have Botanical, which is Wonder Connection, our program that brings nature to the hospital. They have a pumpkin carving contest judged by Mayor Pam Hemminger. Mm-hmm. So that's a great opportunity. And we have our Fitch Lecture coming up on November 4th, which is about having, we have Bree Arthur as our speaker, and she'll be talking about including edibles in your landscape.
All right. Well, a lot of exciting things going on all the time, and certainly year-round, it's a great place to go. But we thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Ron.
Jennifer Peterson with the North Carolina Botanical Garden. Thank you for joining us on This is Tourism. And you can find our conversation and photos later on in the day on demand on our website, chapelbrow.com. And join me next week right here on the Hill on Thursday for another interview with a special guest who shapes the experience of visitors to our beautiful Orange County, North Carolina.